Well, it's good to be back talking to all of y'all, and I'll have to tell you I really did enjoy the tape that Nelson and Lorraine were on, and Granny. I really did enjoy hearing from her. Sounds like Nelson had a pretty good time at that Farville game watching all the boys break down with their Charlie horses and passing the jug around. They ought to look into that and get it fixed before they lose the whole team with Charlie horses. I guess it was pretty funny and kind of pathetic in a way, too. Lorraine was talking about Monty Sue being in Austin. Sounds like she has a real good deal going in Austin with her apartment there in Austin. And I'm sure that Nelson and Lorraine are happy that she got into the arrangement that she did. I'll comment a little bit on Sherry, this little girl that Monty worked with last year that Kay's working with this year. I just got a tape the day after I got this one, and she was talking about Sherry and all her problems, and she sounds like she does have a few problems, but maybe Kay can help her quite a bit and get her out of her slump. Miss Gilbert, this woman that Kay's living with in Abilene, knows of her, had her last year in special education, I think, because Miss Gilbert did teach special education, so she has quite a few stories that really shook Kay up whenever she told her about her. Glad to hear that Mike and Dwayne are doing all right. I hope he doesn't get any orders soon. There's a lot of speculation about what the Marine Corps is going to be doing within the next year. I don't know. I feel like that we may be moving down south here within the next 6 months sometime. I read an article in that someone pinned up in the ready room over there, come out of the Los Angeles Times, that said that there was speculation from military sources that the Marines would be moving down into the Mekong Delta, or even possibly moving them home. I guess the big reason is that the Marine Corps seems like it's reached its peak over here. We're doing things that the Marine Corps wasn't designed to do. We're just not big enough in numbers to cover the area that needs to be covered over here, and that's not what we were designed for anyway. I think what we were designed for was over with a year ago, and that was to hit the beaches and come on in inland until we could get the Army and the Air Force in here to take their numbers and move on inland. But I guess time will tell what we'll be doing. I don't look for us to come home. They may start sending a few of them home, but I guess we'll probably be the last ones to leave if we do. I guess Bob's enjoying California quite a bit. I don't know much about Petaluma, but if it's anywhere up near San Francisco, I know it's a real pretty country up there, and I hope he's enjoying it, and hope he'll get to stay in the States as long as possible. I was real glad to get the Gazette, as I always am, and I seen those the orders that were in the back of it also for myself and Darnell and Tom Blake. We're all here together, as you know, and really having a better time than we would, I'm sure, if we were separated. We all three of us have quite a bit in common, as you probably know. As far as it's the guys that I do live with, I guess I'm closer to those two than any. Sounds like May's Days was a big blast. I guess y'all were pretty busy and didn't get to participate in very much of it. I guess Shay and Shane had a big time during the May's Days. I'm sure that the carnival and all the excitement kept them going quite a bit. About the packages for the orphanage, just go ahead and send anything you can as quick as you can, because we can sure use it, and we'll just put it up and keep it for Christmas possibly, because they'll be giving a big Christmas party out there at the orphanage around Christmas time. About the ball game in Morton, sounds like Maureen's still got all those boys under her wing there, telling them what to do. I guess they all enjoy her telling them what to do, and that's quite something up there, I guess. Janet asked if I remembered Isidore Cordova. I remember Isidore real well. And sounds like he's making a real good student there in high school, and as well as a good football player. I want to tell Granny that I really did appreciate her getting on the tape recorder there. It's not very often that she gets on there, and I really did appreciate her telling me a few things that's been happening around there, and let me know that she's thinking about me, and I'm thinking about her too. And she'll have to try it again sometime. She talked that she had a hard time whenever she got on tape recorder. She had a hard time thinking of things to say. Well, she's not the only one, so I have the same problem. And about her and Lucy being in the parade, I guess that was quite a to-do. I guess so Lewis fixed up his Model T and had it all shiny for him, and I'm sure if they would have been judging the passengers that they'd have won a lot more than just second place. I don't know, I guess you had the right idea, Mother, there about those stilts. I don't know anyone that's in the DMZ. You mentioned something about over the radio about this way out contest, about these five guys up there in the DMZ that rode in trying to win the contest. But I don't know of anyone up there. There's not much telling how they got the idea, or who they got the idea from, about riding into the radio station there to try to win the contest. Well, I guess you knew about our going into the DMZ there pretty quick. I thought I wrote you and told you, I did write you and tell you the same day that we went in there, and I guess it got into the newspapers before you got my letter. So I guess you get the news pretty fast over there. We're still operating quite a bit up around the DMZ and in the DMZ. In fact, I was up there today. We shot up some, shut down a bridge that was across this little river that VC had been using. And while we were in the process of shooting down the bridge and some grass hooches that were along there that they had built, well, we started taking fire, and we rolled in and suppressed the fire until we shot all of our ammo out. And I guess they ended up calling in artillery in on the position. You ask if I remembered Lake City, Colorado. I sure do. And I think I remember it more as being a lot like Red River, New Mexico. And I'll never forget Slumgullion Pass, that real beautiful pass that we went over when Billy and us went up there. That was quite a trip. I really did enjoy that. Sounds like Daddy's having a pretty big time setting up all the beet diggers and the wind rowers and the toppers. I guess they're keeping you pretty busy. I know some of them farmers get pretty grippy whenever their beets are getting ready and they can't get their beet diggers fixed up. But I'm sure they'll all get over it if you just give them a little time. Sound like you had a pretty interesting time around there with your gas leak and trying to find out where it was. So maybe you can get your light fixed it back up out there, because you may need it some night and some burglar starts piddling around back there in the backyard. Really did appreciate Shade and y'all singing on that last tape. Sound like O'Shea's really learning fast, and I guess she'll be quite a kid whenever she grows up. Well, I guess you remember Mike Cathy. He was my roommate at Abilene. I believe it was my sophomore year. I roomed with him for a half a semester there. He was a good friend of Walter Billings and Mike Sanders. Well, I was down at Da Nang the other day. We're flying down there and up to Quang Tri. We're sending two birds in the morning both directions and two in the afternoon. Well, I was down there the other day, sitting in the ready room down there. The UA squadron down there at Da Nang or Marble Mountain. And this kid was standing over there, and I was reading a magazine. I didn't pay him any attention. Finally, he walked up to me and says, "Aren't you Gary Sneed?" And I recognized him right off, and it was old Mike Cathy. I knew he was in the Marine Corps, and I wrote him while he was at Quantico, but I hadn't heard from him since. He is an AO. He's an aerial observer. He flies in the OV-10A, which is this airplane that they had out in California while I was out there. He flies in the back seat of that, and he directs artillery from the air. I don't know whether I ever mentioned Rex Williams to you or not. Met Rex down in Pensacola. He was a member of the church, and he married this girl from home. And they were down there at Pensacola. He was quite a bit ahead of me. But found out where he's at. He's down at Da Nang. He flies the CH-53, which is the biggest helicopter the Marine Corps has. I'm planning on looking him up sometime when I get down there. Maybe spend the night down there. Might gonna try to look him up. But I don't know whether you ever knew John Augustine. I think I mentioned it to you in one letter. John is out at Anwa, which is this little airfield down there by Da Nang that we fly out of. And he's down there with an artillery unit that's stationed there at Anwa. Bill Lawrence, I'm sure I mentioned Bill to you. He was at Pensacola. He was quite a bit ahead of me, too. He's down at Da Nang. He flies the CH-53s also, so there's two members of the church that are in the same 53 squadron down there at Da Nang. But Bill is an ALO. He's an air liaison officer. He's out in the field with the grunts. Right now, I think his tour lasts for about 3 months. I got another package today. I was real glad to get it because I had a feeling that some of those good cherry cookies would be in that package, and I opened it up, and sure enough, there they were. So I'm happy again that I've got me some more cherry cookies to munch on now. I did get two packages from Janet and the kids. Really did appreciate that, and it come in real, real handy. You wouldn't believe, but we got this party for the orphanage coming up in 4 days. It's supposed to be the 6th of October. And when we found out about it, well, we didn't have time to ride home and get any small toys and stuff like that for the kids. So all the taffy, all the different kinds of candy, the popcorn, the fruit, the yo-yo, all those little bitty toys and stuff that she sent, well, they'll come in real handy for that party we're having the 6th of this month. And the second package I got that had the popcorn in it, I'll really enjoy that. That's one real convenient item around here, is that popcorn is already in the little case, and all you have to do is just put it on the hot plate and shake it, and it starts popping, and it blows this aluminum foil up, and you just tear the aluminum foil out and eat it. That's the way most of the popcorn we get. We don't have a popcorn popper over here, so that comes in real handy. We've been picking up quite a few new majors in the squadron. we lost one major last week. He went up to Quang Tri to be a air liaison officer up there at Vandegrift or Stud. We picked up one major, moved down here from Quang Tri, and then week before last, well, one of our majors here went up to Quang Tri to be their new CO or commanding officer. And then we got three more majors in just last week that they'll be with us now. So we've got more majors in the squadron than we've had since I've been here. We've got two real good ones and then one that just started flying Hueys. So I guess it'll be a while before he's up to snuff with the, or up to the same caliber as the rest of the majors. But the other two are real good people, and I'm sure they'll be quite an asset to the squadron here. Looks like I'm about to run out of tape here on this side. I've already run out of notes, so I may just have to wait till tomorrow and see if I can make me up some more notes tonight and finish the tape tomorrow. I don't know whether I'll be able to keep two tapes going or not. It may be kind of hard. There's not that much going on over here, and it's just hard to find news. But I have been flying quite a bit. Been getting in about 6 to 7 hours a day, and I've been getting...